The yeast are fermented. Now, when you ferment in yeast, there is no limit to the fermentation of yeast. Certain yeasts are fermented to a certain extent. Certain yeasts are more fermented. If you put in, let's say, one package of yeast in a yeast, so you affect a certain degree of fermentation. If you put in two packages of yeast in a yeast, it will be fermented more. It will be fermented more. So in other words, the Rabbanon agree with Rav Shimon that the halacha of Zev is a geirem muter applies even to a case where the geirem of Isa by itself is capable of doing the job. Not dafke to the case where the geirem of Isa by itself is inking. Even to a case where the geirem of Isa by itself is capable of doing the job, as long as the geirem of Eta by itself is capable of doing the job. So in case of cheese, the Rabbanon will be made with Rav Shimon that if you curdle cheese with two kind of rennets, nevela rennet and synthetic rennet, even though the nevela rennet by itself is capable of curdling the cheese, so it will be mutar because in curdling cheese, so it doesn't make any difference how much of a stabilizer you use. There is a certain quantity that is needed. But then, once you put in that quantity of a rennet, so it doesn't make any difference whether you put in 10 times as much. You won't accomplish it. Mashainke, when you put yeast in a dough, so it's true that the yeast might ferment as a result of a small package of yeast. But if you put in more yeast, it will ferment more. So there is a taste of chimus. So Reb Shimon holds that there is a geirem is muter in spite of the fact that the geirem of Yisrael. What about a taste of chimus? And Rabbanan say no. In this case, we cannot apply the principle of Zev is a geirem muter. Because here, the geirem of Yisrael, what about a taste of chimus? If he had put in only the seir shel chomer, then the yeast would ferment. But not so much. The dough wouldn't have risen that high, it would have risen this high. Not that high. So in other words, so maybe the Rabbanon of Rav Shimon said, we cannot apply the principle of Zev Zegeir Muta. Masha'inkin Ligabi cheese. So even the Rabbanon of Rav Shimon would agree with Rav Shimon. That's why Teisa says, the Rav Shimon Matia, the Ashteha, the Rav Shimon Kirabonis. I mean, this is one of the longest Mikra Chedushim of the Chazon Ish. I mean, usually the Chazon Ish doesn't mention Mikra Chedushim. But here, he mentions in very big chidesh and it's very, very mistaber, I mean, this pshat in Tesis. So that's the shita of Tesis in Zohar. But the shita of Tesis not in Zohar, it's to the contrary. So in other words, what the Shach is saying is in line with Tesis shita in Abizor of Mites, and in line with Tesis shita in Abizor of Samaches, but it's contrary to the Rashbo shita in Tesis in Zohar in Dr. Shach. Now, let's see this. Aber wo ihr schon dann gemeint hätte er habe sehr wie gegeben und mut er mich gesammelt hat gewesen nie wenn da ich schon ist ja klar mit war die er hat hola wo hat doch er muss hat hätte die morgen kein schon schon sah schon rei und diese mit der habe da wie sehen will was da nicht kommt so this so you have to remember that this shah is in line with this shit in the zone that contest and this shit in the zone that samakh not in line with the rasbos shit in sochim da kommt. Now the Miri in Abizor mentions two sheets. Taste the Rashbo Shite of Tzochim Dav Chof Zayin, and taste the Shite in Abizor Dav Montes and Tzamaches. I think it's the Miri in Abizor Dav Kufil Beis. I mean, all the Miris are the same. So, Dav Kufil Beis. So, Yeish Chechachim Lahatir, Yeish Chechachim Lesef. So I mean the two days. And the Shach is like Teis Veshite in Abizore, not like Teis Veshite in Pesach in Akob Zayin. Be'ochem Muchach Lev in Mod Chayshom Shikos Av Shomayel Zizem, Dam Kamisir Vekas Av Zichovim, Tzir Shom Tum Shokuch, Budek Lachmet Ek Lachmit, that's the Machleket between Rabbonon and Rav Shimon, Vichim Tzirin Tzorosa, Rav Shimon Matir. So Chachomim, Rav Shimon say, Osa, Avru Min Bizar Vadek Lachmit, Zimun Shesena Ayetan Kula Amimut. Akal Shini, Vichim Kosu Teis Ves, He doesn't mention the Shach. The Shach doesn't mention Tesis Mishach and Dachos. I know that the Shach didn't know the Shach was a big bottle. But he didn't want to mention because he's fachria, like Teisa Shite in Alizore, Dafentes and Samaches. So he doesn't want to mention Teisa Shite in Achuzayim in order that someone who is in action shouldn't, you know, immediately decide like Teisa Shite in Zochin Achuzayim. The Rikos of Teisa in Alizore, Daf Samaches. Miu Yishlechal. Now, the Shach says that. Miu Yishlechal. The lehach mitjane, the haber nesim tam mamish, uchevise b'shas ben milanish. Abu pshat divrahamot echay ben mashmino vechalu dikach. Veoi dinkei lo yotzorech lisayim, abu mei b'yisa lebade ki lehach mit. Im lo yishim sayen lo ahet al mikul al mimuta. Doch im lab lach mimuta, abu tzorech imen. So then he says, mi yu yish lechalish? Nabroetz. So maybe it's no right. In other words, maybe the tenses, he says, maybe the tenses, Abu Yisa will badly kill Hachmit, in which he is a young or a heter, the cool army. Now let's see the tenses. So the Shach, when he says that it's possible to distinguish Zev is a Geirin in regard to Hamode and Zev is a Geirin in regard to Tam, in other words, that maybe when Teisa says in Abizor and in Mordechai, when they say that Zev is a Geirin is Oseh, when the Geirin of Isa by itself is capable of doing the job, that's only in regard to Tam. But in regard to Hamodena, I mean, there are two halachas. One halacha is the halacha of Tam Kiki. Another halacha is the halacha of Dovra Maimi, after you be able to report. So, the Shach says, maybe he takes this in Abizore, when he said in the Mordechai, that when the Geirim of Isa is capable by itself of doing the job, so then there is a Geirim is also there, so it's only vis-a-vis Tam. But vis-a-vis Dovra Maimi, then it doesn't make any difference. Why should there be a difference? Why should there be? Now, if we say that time is osea, the time is osea because simply on the basis that time is considered like nitya oisea, so memele, so it's very mistaken to assume that in the case where the time is affected, by the Gerim of Isa, and the same time is affected also by the Gerim of Eter, but since the Aloha of Tam Ki Ikyal is based upon the Svore that Tam Ki Ikyal means it's Ikyal Isa, so that means if the Gerim of Isa gives a certain time, so it's Ikyal Isa. However, if we say that Tam Ki Ikyal is not a simple application of the halacha of Nikya Isa. But Tam Ki Ikyal is a new halacha. And so either it involves only Misareses, Rabbi Yisrael Molayne says, or as Rabbi Chaim says in the Rambam, so when new halacha does take effect, by Kazayim Le'achilas Pras, so then it precludes Bittul. So in Meile, there is no, but it's not Nikya Isa. So why should there be a distinction insofar as the halacha of Zev Zegeren Muter is concerned between Zev Zegeren Migabe Dovra Maimi and Zev Zegeren Migabe Ta. Alright, so he said, Miu Yish Lechalim 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 در نیست زمان شد نیست بشست در باشد اما بشکل اماد خیلی مشکل و خوید در so the passion of the mother is that he holds not that where the will of Israel by itself is capable of doing the job so then it is also because at that point is a machlaki between the Rabbonon and the Rabbonon and we pass like the Rabbonon and two we pass like the Rabbonon and the Chachomim of Ablezer as well but the Chachomim of Ablezer has reference to different case where the will of Israel by itself is incapable of doing the job ואין כן לא יוצא כל סיימא ומיסא ובאדי כלחת ושאין היתה לכל עמותה דורך אלוהה וחמותה וצורכים ומדינה ואין לי כמה נשים לקוף מבית all right now so the next year so we try to go over סימן פיחס and סימן פיטס and this is not difficult to model you see סימן צבי is difficult חב but סימן פיחס and סימן פיטס is not difficult but you have to go over the Gemara there that cook dalet on the base that cook dalet on the base up to the sugye in kufeyum dalet of my machine in my machine so that is a little more than one on it and then a small piece of gemore the mishne that cook zayin on the base Zero of them was all dealing with Baha Sachs, who will watch all in ages ever since. And then this, so next year, so we try to go over Simen Piches and Simen Pites. So that is the question of the Mishnah in Chum, that put out in days. Ho'eif Eilal Agvino, al Ashulchon, Bein in Echa, Nivet B'Shamay, B'Silvein in Lo'eil Ado in Echa, Omar Rav Yesi, Zumi Tulei, Bishamay Mechumre Bisiwe. So the Gemara says that Tanakam and Rav Yesi did the same thing. So it's Mechumre Bishamay Mechumre Bisiwe, and we pass from like Bisiwe that even if it's not Nala Rashulchon, it's not Nala Rashulchon, together with Givinu, even though Sarei Becholo is only in Rabbah. So the Chachonim was still asked. Now, this is one Mishnah. Then we had the Mishnah before, the first Mishnah that could give on the base. Kol aboso also the bashel becholo chutz mitzadovim v'chagovim. We also lahali simadvino lashulchon chutz mitzadovim v'chagovim. So the Gemara explains it. Why is also lahali simadvino lashulchon chutz mitzadovim v'chagovim? The Gemara at first wanted to say that this Mishnah holds that tzadovim v'chagovim is the rice. Because if Sarim the Cholov is a Rabbonon, so it would be exil, it's a red. So the Gemara, and so he would be exil, even Achille, but I'm the exil, I'm loyal to Achille. How do we know that we're not getting exil? Because in connection with Chalas Kutzloret, so the Aloch is that Nechalas is a Zor al Ashulchon, when he tells us the Cholkin Shemirz. So we see we're not getting exil, that Izar should not put the challah that is also lizari. The lizari should not put his own bread together with the challah that is also lizari. Why? Because since even the lizari will eat challahs chutzlor, as long as the neighbor is a rabbanon, so we don't have to be gezer aloy or ta'achile, where achile itself is only as a rabbanon. So the Gemara says there is this difference because over there. So it can only conduce if he will be male, chalas chutz loretz, together with regular pas. So then it can only conduce achilles chalas chutz loretz, which is also in the rabbon. So we don't have to gaze here. Mashein can hear if we allow him to be male al ashulchon, psarei, with vino, so mainly it can conduce achile of psal behavo with vino of the chol of two. So in other words, gzeiro. Shemo yale bilfes rish. If we allow him to be mala vashulchon psarei with vino, so he might be led into bringing on the table psal behavo bilfes rish of chol, and that will involve an Israelite. All right, this is the Gemara. Now let's see the two. Simon Peizayer, he has, Kol aposo she'osu lo'ochlon b'cholov, afilu psachayo be'ev, osu la'alisi la'ashulchon she'ich lo'olov b'vinit, she'lo yobi lo'ochlon yachat. אבל בשולחון שסדר עולה בתב שיר, מוטה עליתה עם זה בצד זה. והושה עושה עליתם על השולחון, דווקא בשני אודם המכיר עם זה זה. והושה עושה, אפילו אם מקפיד עם זה על זה. אפילו אבל החסנויים שמכיר עם זה זה, מוטה. ואפילו המכיר עם מוסו שם הקר, כי אם שקולך עוד איכל על מפה של אי, הוא יפילו איכל על מפה אחס, וניסים בני מפס להקר מוטה. So what did the Torah tell us? He says that it's osea to eat al shulchan echot, to put al shulchan echot, two individuals. So we're not allowed to eat, one will eat osor and one will eat chol. If they know each other, but if they don't know each other, so then it's mut. So then it's mut. And even if they know each other, so it's only osea to eat. One should eat bosor, another one hollow, only if there is no hekia. But if they put something as a hekia, it doesn't make it any difference what the hekia is. As long as the hekia is something that is not itself used as an echo. If it is something that is itself used for an echo, it's no hekia. But if it is not used as an echo, so it can serve as an hekia. In other words, you can put any kale. You can put any kale. Not, let's say, salt shaker, because that is something that is used in connection with the achil of boso and in the achil of cholo. But something that is not used in connection with achil can be used as a heck. And then, now, v'yei sheimri, she'im yeish lem mitzo achas, if they have one account, she'im lem heter al the heck ha'sheis v'neim. Now, where is that? That's a gemore. That's the gemore, and I'll ask you to go over certain portions of Gemara. Now this is the Gemara that Kuf Zayin Amud Beis. Tzeire Odom, Boso Uvino, Vimitpachas Achas, Vruvatsu, Yumeidim Zeh Bazeh. Reb Shimon Gamliel, Imi Yoshnei Achsinoi, Eichun two guests, Eichun Al Shulchan Echot. Zeh, in other words, two guests, and they happen to be at one inn. So, they don't know each other, they're not friendly, so they are allowed. Because since they're not friendly with each other, so there is no choshe, less one will take from the other because we're not there. So, v'chinigeya zeh bozeh mahabe, tzini mitzinu, amar abayim, and ikvidu liboy, adochem liboy. So that's why, if it's nigeya, it's also. Nefshim gam li alim, shnei achsino yim eich meal shum nechot, omar afchonem barami, omar shumel, lo yishonu ele shei makirin zeh zeh, amar makirin zeh zeh oseh. So, Taina Moche, in other words, it means Shnei Achsinoyim to guess who happened to be in one inn, or in a restaurant. So maybe they don't know each other. But if they know each other, so the fact that they happen to be two guests, so that's of no significance. So maybe there's a Shoshe, maybe one will eat from the other, the lipos of a chol. So, אבל כאילו זה עושה, תאי נבוא, נפשים גם לי לא אימא, צבי זכסנוי, שניסאו חוליפון נגחות, זה בום נעצות, וזה בום נגור, זה בום מכתוסי, וזה בום מכתוסי, איך נעל שולח, זה בוסו וזה גבינו, ואיכי שישי, ויוס רואה לו בתפיס האחס. Now what's the פשט? He, I have a מחליק את השם. What does it mean, תפיס האחס? So the regular פשט of תפיס האחס means, תפיס האחס, one בום, כך אחד, is רשי סוף. Tvis achas al gedaito. So why only on one shulchan?
If it's even without the Shulchan, let's say they have in one bundle, they have Basar and Cholov, so they're not allowed to eat, even without putting that bundle on one Shulchan. Here we are makpid, the Braise is makpid on the fact that they eat it on one Shulchan, but if it would not be on one Shulchan, not, so it wouldn't mean one bundle. Elo kein tvisach. In other words, it doesn't have to be one bundle. Even if it's not one bundle, but if it is like one bundle, in other words, friends who are very close to each other sometimes might eat from one bundle, but two strangers who have nothing to do with each other will never eat from one bundle. So what does it mean? Again, it is achas. It means when they are machines, when they are friends. Suppose there are two brothers, but they are makpid on each other. In other words, that one should not eat from the food of the other. So how is it? Is it muter or oser? Because we say the only reason is why, if they are friends. So it's oser because of the choshen, maybe one will eat from the other. But suppose they are very close, they are brothers, but they happen to be makpid on each other. Some may learn, maybe it should be muter. So, Omalei, Yemru, Kola, Sriki, Nasuri, U Sriki, Baisus, Mitov. After all, you can't do that. You can't let each one decide on the merits of the situation. Because, after all, usually, when two brothers, so they're not makpid. So, but here we have an unusual situation. They are two brothers and feel they are makpid. But no one will know that. So mainly if people see two brothers, so they eat basar and cholov on the same table, so that will bring about a mikshul. And everybody will start, even the biggest friends will start to eat basar and cholov. So because of that, it's one proof. Utamecho hod oma. Rabase, Omar, Rabbi Yechel, Kol Mishim, Lechol Kechot, Muta Lechavtze, Chilish Omeyeit, so, Yemru, Kol Asrik, and Asur, and Sekebayis, and Tori, also, Omar, Omar, Rabase, Yisur, and Mechiyachol. So, people will know, they won't make a mistake. Mashayin, in here, if we allow two brothers to eat, Bozeh, Bosa, Bizeh, Cholo, people will make a mistake, so it'll be a Mishul, some Mele. Here, we say, Loitu. So, in other words, so what does it mean? It means that the general rule is, if they don't know each other, so then they're allowed to eat. Zeposav is a cholov on one table. If they know each other, even though it happens that there is a very bad relationship between them, it doesn't matter. Even though let's say they are two brothers, even though they are makpid on each other, so it's awesome. Now, so Rashi explains, kein tvisa achas, that means, So what does it mean? So the Gemara says, Elo kein tvisachas. What does kein tvisachas mean? Rashi doesn't say. But then it says, mention stup shotim. What does it mean? Kein tvisachas. What does it mean? V'mishdobo mafsik lo yihave kein tvisachas. In other words, only when there is no mafsik. Here is a sandwich of basar, and here there is a sandwich of cholov. And then there is a sefer that is mafsik. So then it's not kein tvisachas, it doesn't look like one bundle. But if there is no hefsek, so then it looks like one bundle. So it doesn't. So according to Tesis, first pshat, kein tvisachas means without a mafsik, without a mechitzah, without a mafsik. So, and vim yeish dobo mafsik, we have a kein tvisachas. Kahit misachas amizor. The first of the Shmuel, the Avli Machulis, the Makam with his Achas, Kam with his Achas. The Eich Adome, again, he gave him a bain of rain. Ul Pichoch Meir, the Machsho, Kishizeh Yichon Bosa, Vizeh Yichon Bino, Av Shulchan Echot, Manichim Lechem, Oy Kanko, Nisho, Kirin, Mahav Sigmuntari, Oy Eichel Al Mapa Acheres, the Habit Eich Tetzis. So the first shot in Tetzis, Kain Tvisa Achas, means there is no Hepsik. And Shtetzis means there is a Hepsik. So that's the Mokia. That even if they are makirim, they are friends, but if they put up something that looks like a mechitzah, a hefsek, so then it is good. But then there is another pshat. V'yesh miforshim v'yosru el v'tvisa achas כלימה שהם ביצוע אחר. כי גאי אחר שקונו עשרים בתפיס הסבייס, יש נראה, הוא פה בתפיס האחס על ביתו, מה לי ביצוע אחס ומה לי בשתו ביצוע איס, אם מכירים זה זה, אם מכירים זה זה, in other words, so it further more, so in other words, what is תפיס האחס means? One estate, one account, that's called Tvisas Abayis. In other words, when the father dies and he leaves many children, and before the Yerusha is divided among the various children, so there is one common account. So that's Tvisas. Not Tvisas in the sense of one bundle, but one estate, one account. So the Gemara says, Tvisa achas al gaitoch, you mean that it's osea only when it's one account, one estate, in other words, children who still did not divide their Yerusha among them. So then, if they are children, so they are makirin zeze, so it doesn't make any difference whether they use one account or even they use separate accounts. So poich. תפיס אחס על בית אוכמר לי ביצועי אחס, מר לי בשתי יצועיץ, אם מכיר את זה זה, הוא משם כן תפיס אחס. דהיינו שמכיר את זה זה. זאת אומרת, so it's משמע פמדיס לא של נפתי ספס. According to the second פשט. So what does it mean כן תפיס אחס? כן תפיס אחס means מכיר את זה זה. Now, naturally, when children have one account, so then they are מכיר את זה זה, then they are friendly with each other. If brothers don't, If fathers don't get along, so then they will not have one account. So kein tvisa achas means makir zeze. So according to that pshat, this whole aloha, that even if makir zeze, so it's muter for two people who are friends with each other, that one should eat basar and one cholov, as long as they use, as they put a heker on the table and mechitze between one and the other, that doesn't exist, because that mokel is only exists, that mokel and gemore exists according to the first washing of Israel. But according to the second washing of Israel, all the gemore mentions is makirin, there is one difference whether it's makirin. The criterion is whether makirin or not makirin. If makirin is ze, so then it's osa to eat, then posam is a chalov, hey makirin, it's muter. And that even makirin, if you make a hefsek, so it's muter, such a mokia there is not in the Gemara. Alright, now. So, this is what the Torah says. Avalach Zenoik. So first it says, V'hosho osara alisum ala shulchon, dafte v'shleon v'makirin ze ze, v'hosho osara afim v'makbidim ze al ze. Avalach Zenoik, she makirin ze ze muter. V'afim ha-makirin, imo sushu meker. כי נשכל יכול לכלול מה פשורי, או יפיעו איך ולא מה פחס, ונעצנים פס להכיר אל מותר. That's the first, that's in accordance with the first motion of the Imshat Mitzvahs. Now, then, the Yishim is in accordance with the second motion of the Mitzvahs. The Yishim is, שאם יש להם מקצוע אחס, שאין להם היתר, על די הקר, שאיצים ביניהם. That if they have one account, so then, there is no היתר, על די הקר, שאיצים ביניהם. Now, all right. Now let's see the mechaber. After tzachayu beni fosolal eishi al shulchon sheyir olov mino shali yovil eichon yachad. Avo b'shulchon sheyir olov atafshir mutalit eizeh mitzadzeh. In other words, sometimes you use a table to eat on it, and sometimes you use, especially if you have many guests, so you set aside one table not to eat, but to be sadly. So when is it osea to put it on the table and eat? Mashaikin on the table and salad offering, and then from the table you'll have to serve at another table to be eaten. So that's not also on the table where you sat there, it's not us. Because that is not conducive to Achim or Basabakon. We hold the author of Lisa Ashukon, Dafke Vishneyodom. Vishneyodom, Hamakirin Zeze, Afilo Imakpidin Zeze, Avlach Senoim, Shemakirin Zeze Muta. But if they are Now he says, בשני אודם המכירים זה זה, אפילו הם מקפידים זה על זה. So it seems to be the more refreshes. But it's not. This there is a chidesh in this din of the Mechaber. Now the Mashal is chayrik on that chidesh. I mean, there is one chidesh over and above what is mentioned in the Gemara explicitly. Because even though the Gemara said, Omer Rav Yehuda bar Shaumi Elavai Shnei Achim Makpidin Zal Zeh Ma'u, Omer Yimru Kol Asfikin Asurin Sriki Bayis Mutov. So what is it? So it's a Gemara Mefureshes. The two brothers who are Makpid Zal Zeh, so then it's awesome. Why? Because Yimru Kol Asfikin Asurin Sriki Bayis, that's a Moshvami. It's in other words, that has reference to Lishas, the Lisha of Nise for Pesach. In other words, so in other words, that we are not allowed to be Losh and Nise for Pesach in such a way that it involves extra time. In other words, let's say to make a design. To make a design, to make certain theory more atheists on the mat when you are lost. You're not allowed, even though that might take 1 minute, not 80 minutes, and it doesn't become chometz in less than 80 minutes, but lechatchila you're not allowed to let the dough stay idle even for a moment. The Eved, if it stayed idle for less than 80 minutes, it doesn't become chometz, but lechatchila you're not allowed to let it stay idle even for 1 moment. Now, if the mixer will stop, you know, making a design, you know, lighter than easier on the dough, so maybe that will involve a certain time, a waste of time. So it's awesome. But Baisus had a certain kind of mold, and he was able to make a design without wasting any time. So still it is awesome. Why? Because Baisus was the only one who was able to do it. But the others not. So Yimru Kol Asfikin Asurin, Asfikin Baisus Mutorin. In other words, it's like food. So that is used as emotion. In other words, here too it's used as emotion. Even though in the specific situation it should be Mutar. Because after all, they are two brothers, they certainly know each other. But they don't get along. So merely in the specific situation it's not conducive to Achille or Basar B'Chol. But the observer will not know that. So in Mele, it is also anyway. So one could say that this is only also in connection with two brothers. Because after all, everyone expects two brothers to get along. So in Mele, even though the Mitzvah is that these two brothers don't get along, but Yehimu Kolasvikin Asun, Trigabai Zuntor, Mashayim Keni, not two brothers, two individuals who are unrelated to each other, but they know each other. They know each other for years, but they are makpid. Maybe they are. We do not say even plug. So the mechaber tells us a big chiddush. Hode hotel alisir ashulchan. Dafke b'shnei b'nodam amakir zeze. Afilu he makpidim zeze. But as long as makirim zeze, they are long. I mean acquaintances. So even though they are makbid, it's awesome. So the marshal is chelik on it, and he says, when do we say that if makbid, even though it's makbid in there, it's still osir because of Yehudah's kol asfikin asurin tzrikin bayis mutorin only by two brothers? Because it wouldn't occur to anybody, to any observer's imagination, that the two brothers don't get along. Mashein kein, if they are unrelated to each other. So then they will not say it's muter for two real friends. They'll realize that even though they are acquaintances, but apparently they don't get along. It doesn't occur to the imagination of a person that two brothers don't get along, but that two acquaintances should not get along. That is a common phenomenon. This is what the Mashal says. But the Mechaber is chelik. So he says the same thing applies to acquaintances also. As long as they are acquainted with each other, as people know that they are acquainted with each other, even though they happen to have a bad relationship with each other, so it's still awesome. All right. Matir zeh makfidim zeh zeh. Adu achzonoyim shim makfidim zeh zeh. Muta. Vahilu amakirim mosu shumekeh. That's כדי שכל אחד יאכל על מפה של איי, אפילו יאכל עם המפה אחרת, וניסטים ביניהם פס לכל מותה. Now this thing is not true according to the second pshat and teitzvah, so it came to be sachas, but in the Mechabad, the Shechonoh doesn't pass for like the second Lashon Teitzvah. Now the Shechonoh pass for like the first Lashon Teitzvah. Now the Ramah says, V'davke shenechon na pas amud abnei lehek, so then it can serve as a hekeh, but if the thing that is used as a hekeh is itself going to be, what kind of a hekeh is it? אבל אם יכולים ממנו להבה הקר, דיבלעב עליכם, הפשע יכולים ממנו מולך לשוב. אבל אם נוסנו בדיוק כלי ששייסים ממנו, ובלעב עליכם דארתי מיניס על השולחון, הבה הקר, אבל פי ששייסים מן הכלי. וכל שכי נוסנו שם בנירו, בשעות דבורים, שעל השולחון, יהבה הקר. ויהיו זירים שלו עם משליס מכלי יכול, משום שהמחו נדבק בכלי. So one will put on the kale the grease of meat, and the other one will put on the kale the grease of cholov, and then somebody will take another grain, and so then that other grain will already have will be commingled with some grains of meat, some maybe it's us. We call shkishol yechol pasa. We chen liyagim yachid kli shal melech. Now we have to have a separate soul change. Kli shal melech lechol echol mivne atzme. Gil promim tevim min melech v'nisharu shiyuri ma'achol min melech. Now let's see the path. So Yomi Leicho, what is it? What is it?
Don't
you take plates of salt when you tumble into the plate? Now they have salt shaker and you tumble into it. I understand.
A salt shaker, you don't dip into it. Don't
dip into it. Plates of salt when you tumble into it. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Because you use the salt shaker, so your hands, if you eat meat, if you are engaged in the eating of meat, so your hands are contaminated with grease of meat. And then you touch the salt shaker, so that it, that grease is transferred to the top of the salt shaker. Then another one who uses milk, so his hands are contaminated with milk. So melee, so it's the same possibility. Right. Now let us. The other thing is sheichlo yacha. Now we like Yisa the Raise. Shein. So shein is there. Now we are going to yacha. We need so that we zero and zero. We more gambling on. We high gambling. Gazrinon zero and zero. I mean that the Russian of the Taz is a little strange. The Gemara doesn't say that the Gabi was a Cholov for Yagizia, so I mean the Trinigodim was disturbed by this Russian of the Taz. Because it's the Gemara's Kashi, zero and zero. It's the Gemara's Kashi, zero and zero. So the Gemara is Shmamino Psarim, that could down and down. Shmamino Psarim, the whole of the Raisin is outright of the Rabbonon. Achille Kupit Zere, Vanam Dixer, Aloyo Trachle, Unino Temre, Ruyazino Zero and Zere, Vitnan, Halas Hutzvoret, Necheles, Imazor, Alashuchon, Vinitennis of the Kinshin, that's it. So then the Gemara says, So, Bishlim Yashim Nechalas Chutzvores, Be'erez Nikolim Kisam Shulchalas Ores, De'aitse, Lugazgul Nikolim Mishmani, Elo Chutzvores, Mishim Dilekel and Mizahu, Abel Hochem, Yishomes Lein Asuke, Yifu Grino, Ose La Asuke, Boso Grino, Umeichal, Boso Bechol of De'aitse, Boso Bechol of De'aitse, So, more as, even if you'll be Malet, Psav Heibo Bechol of, it's still not involved in De'aitse, because only the Bishos Be'oz, the more says, no, it can be Malet acquisition, of Psal Behem of Echol. So the verse of the Gemara is saying it's not that we are Gezer Zeru Lezer. It's not that we are Gezer Zeru Lezer. But here it's one Zer. The Lashon of the Taz is biblical because it says the Gemara Amrin and the Chaygam Negazrin on Zeru Lezer. It's not that. Now let's see the Lashon of the Rambam. Rambam says in the Tesla of Machoras Asures, Halochecho, also the Halayso, Oifi Magvino. Poifim Agvino, Alashul Honshu Echololo, Zero Mishum Hergel Aveo, Shemo Yechel Zeze, Apal Pisho, Echololo, Osam in divasei. Now, so the Rosh Hashanah is also a little difficult because from the Rosh Hashanah it's mashma that here is an exception. Even though the usual rule is we are not gezer zera zera, mimele it should be muter to be male psarei with cholov on the table, because even if we eat, so even if we eat, I mean this psarei in a hot state together with cholov, they are bishul. So it's still not behavior is a raise, but here it's an exception. Here the Chachomim or Geizer Zer Zer, that's how it's mashma. But the Gemara says no, the reason is not because of Zer Zer. So we have to say that the Pshat in the Rambam is, so it says, Afo Pishoi, Bechol of Osam Din Seifri. So here the Chachomim were Machmir, they made it Zer, true it's not Zer Zer. Why? Because of the possibility, that if we allow him to be male, tzarei b'cholov, so then, but not that tzarei b'cholov, to be male, tzarei and cholov on the same table, even for two different individuals, so in the long run, it can lead to a situation where one person will be male a clearishim of psar behemah b'cholov in the long run, but it will not lead directly to that result, to that contingency, indirectly. So in other words, so mimele we could, if the chachomim had not been disposed to be very stringent in regard to the isa of psar b'cholov, then they wouldn't answer it, because true, there is a possibility, but it will not lead directly to that contingency. It will lead to that contingency to a certain intermediary stage. In other words, the first stage, if we allow him to be male, bosor, and whole of two individuals, so the next step will be that the same individual will be male, psarei b'chol. Then the second step will be that the same individual will be male, not psarei b'cholov, but psarei b'cholov. So this is what the Gemara means. But the Gemara doesn't mean that allowing psarei and cholov by two individuals on the same table will immediately lead to this contingency. That not. It will indirectly. So mele, but even that means that the Chachomim were more stringent in regard to psarei b'cholov than in other Yisroel. That's how this is why the Rambam says, also, the Afal Pishoei B'cholov, Zeyro Mishum Hergo Aveiro, Shema Yechol Zeyim Zey, Afal Pishoei B'cholov, also what it says. And this is the Pshat in the Taz, when the Taz says, Amrinan B'chaydav Negazim and Zeyro Lekzeyre. It's true that it's not Zeyro Lekzeyre, but since the Chachomim here showed a special stringency and the war days here, because it will lead in two steps, it might lead. So the mele, it can be called zero zero, but I believe it's not considered zero zero. Alright. Afilu im akvidim zelze. Mashal bevirgo agoso, simen mem gimu, kosam al zero in here. Do yitse bit more. אמר רב יאיר על הבית, אחים ומקפידים זה על זה מהו, הוא פושט לידוסה, והם בואים למשור מיוד הוא מכיר את זה, ומקפידים, אלו שבא מיוד דווקא אחים שמקפידים, אבל משור מיוד הוא משייך מקפיד ומקפידים, ולא שמכיר את מה שבא שיהיה אבים זה זה, ולא יקפוד, הוא ערך חיים צמם כופרים, גימו מיז על זה, וכוס אפים הוא מכיר את זה זה, הוא יבייז אחים אפילו מקפידים זה זה, עושה, עד כמה שם. So now is the Mashal assumes that the Mechaber was Chizek, in other words, that in Yerachayim, when he passed in the Din, so he agreed with him that this Din of the Gemara, this Din that the Gemara mentions in connection with Shnei Bnei Achim, Hamakpidim Zelze, only is limited only to Achim, because an Achim, so it will not occur, it's not likely to occur to anybody's imagination that the two Achim don't get along. So mainly we say classic as soon as it might be talking. Machine came unrelated individuals, even though everybody knows that they are acquaintances for a long time, so if they know in their hearts that they don't get along, they are mad with each other, so then they are allowed to eat the bosom of the whole. Because there is no marasai here, because people will understand this is what Mashal says. Agree with the mashal because when the Chaver Chaim says Apilu Makpidin Ze Oseh, so the expression Apilu Makpidin doesn't modify only the last preceding expression Beizachin. It occupies the other expression also. Makpidin Ze Zeh or Beizachin Apilu Makpidin Ze Zeh. Bein respect to Makpidin Ze Zeh and bein respect to Beizachin. All right, but this mashal. ובדיבי משאו בשני מאוד המכירים זה זה הכל מנהבי אלא אחד הכל מקפיד עם אותו ולא יהיה לו המזדיין לי דו בשני אחים מקפיד בו גם כן הסבור על האטה בגמורי אלא משום לא יתלו הבון הוא עושה מטעם של יהיה מופע הספיק הרסוי אם כי נכנם בשאר המכירים זה זה אמרו לו יתלו אם כי מה שבוס ועטו ורחיים זה יתנה בבטו הוא עשכי זה אפילו מקפיד עם כל יגם הרי שאין דוס מלמד את היום the last preceding expression but the previous the previous expression too. The Hain and Makir and Zezeh, who is born of Kam and Zebo. V'nei istim v'nei hem path. V'yek, v'tur siya v'yeshem shim yesh lehem yitzo yachas shehim lehem heter al behem kash v'yisim v'nei hem. V'y nischavim. Now, the two, when he mentions the second Russian thing. So there is an ambiguity in the two Russian. V'yeshem lehem shim yesh lehem yitzo yachas shehim lehem heter al behem kash v'yisim v'nei hem. So that has an ambiguity. In other words, one could make a mistake and understand the two in the sense that the two individuals have happened to have one account, so then they're not allowed to eat by virtue of the fact that they said that they have said. But if they have two accounts, so in other words, if they have two accounts, so then they must have a mechitza. That's how one could misinterpret the two. But this is not what the two means. The two doesn't mean that a heker is necessary and effective. A heker is effective only in the case where the two individuals, the one who eats posod and the one who eats cholov, have two accounts. Then the heker is effective. But the heker is necessary. Mashenkin, they have one account, so then the heker isn't effective. No, that's not what the Torah means. The Yeshemin, the Torah means that heker has no significance whatsoever. Because it's either or. If they have one account, so then the heker is not effective. And if they have two accounts, they don't know each other, so then a heker is not even necessary. So the Yeshemin doesn't mean, so we shouldn't make that mistake, that they call it the Yeshemin, so if they have if they have two accounts, then we must resort to a heker. And if they have one account, so a heker is ineffective. No, what the Yeshiva mean is that the heker is always irrelevant, ineffective. But if they have two accounts, in other words, if they're not matching their say, so then it's mutter without the heker. And they have one account, so then, it's also a removing the heker. This is what it's going to be. This is what the task is going to be. Between seeing the Yeshem and the Yeshem and the Tzach, שאם היית על דהקה שישם להם, ומסרבים אם נשלם כל אחד מצוי בפני עצמי, שימות על דהקה שישם להם, וכי הישנתם, שהוא כוסף של מטלים יוצא ומצוי, בו יכפס לו להקה שישים. יתעמידו למים בשם, אלא כבנוסי בהתר ההקר, שישים שזוך התחילו, לא ימחן למידה, אם יש להם מצוי אחר. וזה גיר מכיר, אבל אם יש להם שני מצוי, מותר, אפילו בלו יקר, שישים. כל שהם שאין עם עצמו מכיר עם זה, ולא כמו שהם אומרים לכל מדברי הטוב בתורי. Now, so we have a unique shot of the Taz in the second Rosh Hashanah. The Shach doesn't explain it that way. The Shach explains the second Rosh Hashanah, which is the second Rosh Hashanah Tesis. The Rosh Hashanah Tesis is Und schade kein Krise, wie sagt es, der heimische Markierung sehr, sehr, und für uns sehr, wo er eine Klausche in Mutter lächelt, als Schulche lächelt, wie schon heftig sind und heim. So the Schacht explains it, and the Schacht's explanation is in consonance with the plain meaning of the Lashon of Tesis. In other words, that one account, two accounts is of no importance. It's of no importance. But when the Gemara says, kein Krise achas, like one account, it means makirin zeze. So, in other words, so keit visachas means makirin zeze, that's all. But one account, two accounts, has no significance. Now let's say, according to the Shach's explanation of the Yeshemrim, of the second portion of Tesis, the Yeshemrim, the two, so let's say, two individuals, they live in a kibbutz, in Israel, there are many kibbutzim. Now, in a kibbutz, so it's everybody, has one account, I mean, just one account. So suppose, but even those who live in one kibbutz, it's also shaya. Sometimes you have two individuals living for years in one kibbutz, and they're not even matching, they never talk to each other. That's possible. Why is that possible? That two individuals stay in one kibbutz, and they are immaturing, one second, excuse me. I don't want to argue over that point whether that is possible or not. I mean, that's not important. So anyway, according to the Shach's chat, so it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether they have one account, they don't have one account. The only thing that is important is, are they acquaintances or they're not acquaintances? If they are acquaintances, so then, they can live on two separate accounts. But if they are acquaintances, so they are awesome. They are awesome. So, I mean, if they are acquaintances, they are awesome, even if they live on one account. If they are acquaintances. Even if they live on one account, and they are not acquainted, they are not there. They are not there, even if they live. If they are not acquainted, they are not there, even if they live on one account, if they are not acquaintances, even if they live in one kibbutz. So, this is according to the Shach. But look what the Taz says. V'fi ha'yishenim shu kosak shom, v'italim mitze v'imtzoye, lo yich paslom v'heke ha'sheis, v'italmud elo imayim, v'ze elo kabonose, v'heke ha'heke ha'sheisim shezoch ha'tfilo, lo imhanem mide, im yeish, לאהם מצוי אחת, וזה גיר מכיר. אבל אם יש להם שני מצוי, מותר אפילו בלוי הגע. אבל לא יגע. So in other words, if they have two separate accounts, so they are מותר אפילו בלוי הגע, שאין סיום, כל שאין הם עצמו מכיר. זה. So in other words, as long as they are not acquainted with each other, so then they are muter even without the heker. If they have two accounts, the implication being that if they live on one account, let's say they live in one kibbutz, on one account, so then even though they are not makirin zeze. But the fact that they have one account, so in a way, So the mele, the avos, this is what it says. But the shach is for it. In other words, according to the shach's explanation, according to the shach's explanation of the second washing in Tishrei, so it doesn't matter. One account, two accounts, the only criterion is whether they are acquainted with each other or not. But according to the Talmud, so there are two criteria, two prerequisites. In order to be muter, so number one, there are two prerequisites. One prerequisite is that they should not be acquainted with each other. And number two, they should not have one itzoy. But if they have one itzoy, if they live on a kibbutz, even though they're not acquainted with each other, they never talk to each other. But if they live on one itzoy, so then they are also to eat one bosal no. According to Shach, they are muter. That's the difference. All right. והשוכן אורך פייסי כפיר של מישהו שהוא עטוף, זה אפילו מכיר לי שפר על היתר שלו. וכל שכי נוס בשבנירו, אני גם כן, במוקר של אליו אוכל, ולהוי שבנירו עם מדשו. דימוי כן, הווהגיע, ובכל שוכן צריכה נירו לי יש עם מדש על השוק. וכוס אני להכנאי שם שמיס על היתר, שצורך שתהי המנירו. גובי הקצר, סינת לא יצעד הוראי, זה קצת גובי היור, let's say, suppose, one will eat bosor, and then the other side of the table, another person will eat will eat halof and then they'll put a nickel or a dime between them. That's not the answer. It has to have gobeyach tzas. It doesn't mean gobeyach tzas has to be two tefachim high. There is no halacha of love in here. It means something that is nikya. Let's say if you put a dime, a penny, a nickel or a little water, or even a dollar bill, that's not the answer. But if you put a thing like this, that deserves it. That deserves it. Something that is noticed. All right, now the shaft. Av mitzacha yodei, osher, balis al shukh shiholim. So, v'yo adin ifre, v'yne osho la'alis, al shukh ha'sirich lo psa'vim ha'yodei. V'posho da, v'yne 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 psalmei lo ala shulchan sheikh lo lo potach. I mean, that's a very important thing. I mean, it's in real life. In other words, one could think that since for the same reason that it is also to eat one bosal and one cholof on the same table, because it is there, maybe it should be also for two individuals, let's say a Jew and a Goy, to eat, let's say, two sandwiches, one kosher meat and the other one traitor meat. No, so that's not possible. Why? Because, what's the difference? Because Tveifer meat is also by itself. So in Meile, we don't have to negate the idea that by allowing a Jew to eat on the same table, kosher meat, together with another person eating Tveifer meat, that he'll be nichs. Why should he be nichs? Masha'in came, Bosar and Cholof, so each item by itself is muta. So in Meile, there is a chshas, there is a zere, maybe you'll forget and lead the two together. אבל מות על האוויז פוס על די לא משהו שיש לו בהקשירו וכן מובוי אבי דבר הרן ובסיוע של סימת המצאי מי הוא ממה שכוס הפרוש בפירוש של נדורי סי דף מנהלי תבי עמוד הרנוי מחבי רעיך ומימר השוחו וזהו שאיתו מחשינו את שמניח ולימי וכן שאידירה עם סתום לסי עם זה זה צווי מבי סחסלוי מוליך מן הרשוח הנכון זה פוס על זה בנימי so the Rosh in Dori explains this thing that this thing that Amur Anur Mechaveir so in other words if Shimon is Amur Anur Yefam Rubin is not allowed to have Anur Yefam Rubin so the Aloch is that Eichlin that's what Igmar says in Dori Eichlin Yal Shulchan Echol they can both eat on the same table now the question is why shouldn't we be gay say maybe he'll eat from the food maybe Shimon will eat from the food of Uwe so the Rosh that's the Rosh Kass so the Rosh says כאילו שאין דיוקו, אם סתום אסיין עם זה איזה טווי, מבית לך זה לא יהיה. So now it's, if Rubin, if it was mother, Shimon, Shimon, that I know you, that means that he doesn't get along with Shimon. Otherwise, why should he make such an edda that Shimon, Shimon, that I know you, from him? So, Memele, so it's the same thing like with Bosom and Cholo. But the question is, according to the Ram, I mean, what the Shach says, that Mutal Ha'al is Bosom and Leila, Ashok, Shikho, Bosom, Shikho. It's a chain. So, that's a rhyme. So, why is this distinguishable from Bosor and Cholov? Because Bosor is muta by itself, and Cholov is muta by itself. That's why we have to engage. Mashenik is something that is also by itself, so we don't have to be geyser. So the mele by muter anoye, so that is also by itself, it's not together with something else. So that should have the same thing like nivele and chelo. So even if the mother and the mother do get along, suppose we have according to the law, so when does the Gemara say that the mother is allowed to eat at the same table with the mother here, in the usual situation, stop the assemblies, otherwise he wouldn't be making sure. But suppose we know that the situation is such that they like each other, they love each other, and still we make sure for whatever reason. Yes. So then in the Haname, he would be also to eat on the same table. But according to the longness of the round, even in such a case, he should be allowed to eat on the same table. Because here there is no choshe. So even if they are machining they should be allowed to eat on the same table. Mm-hmm. I say, umibi, we certainly come to know this. Mashma dafu mishoy, so in amni noche. The Yishleima, the Yidroim, kim shino ase, elo mitzad mitrei, choshim kim ase becholo. Shekoleach od heta bebne atzrei. Aber wie schon ist so, die Schleima, die mir da auch. Aber so he says, in very reasonable terms, it's not that the Ram distinguishes between something that is muta by itself and something that is also by itself on the basis of an intrinsic merit in something that is muta by itself. So then, muta anoye should have the same thing like in Bebe and Chebo. But the reason as to why something that is muta by itself is muta, because when something is muta by itself, so a person is likely to forget something that is also by itself. So he's on guard, because he knows that he is impressed with the seriousness of his own way. So how can he forget? It's unlike Mashenik in something that is muta by itself. So he's not so alert, he's not alerted to watch out against the mitzvah. He's not so alerted. So mele, vis-a-vis mater and mudea, in view of the fact that the mudea would not be osea in this bread per se, but only because the mater happened to asa the anoy of the mudea. So mele, he's equally not alerted to the danger of eating the mother's food. So he said, "Abu Mishol is sorry. Veishli ba didor in kibish inor shalom tzad mitre. Choshem kibosu b'chol shulay chodet ben yatsmi. Abu Mishol is sorry. Veishli ba didor rosh. Veihod ikos ha marash ba bichuvi. Umilim bis yosef. Veim kichov im abo im chom tzad bis yisroel. Oso la oise ime al shulchon. Uposa kaf bishulchonu. שום נראה דהוסון משום חומרה דחומץ, שאני, דחיבים דחומץ במשהו, דחיבים דחומץ במשהו, רוחי כושר יסרי פירורך עוד משום דחובים משום ישראל, משיקוס ורעש כושר, תדע דו אפילו בהפסק מה פוקו עושה עושה. אוכי מדברי הורחיים שאידה בסיוס אצוי איזה קשה, so why do we answer on the same table for Israel to eat on the same table on Pesach? The matzah with the goy who eats chametz, after all, there the chol am pesach the chametz itself is osea. So as a matter of fact, the shach could have given in very simple terms. He could have said, just as regabe muda, so we say that it's considered like something that is muda by itself. Why? Because it's only osea by itself because of the neder. Otherwise, it wouldn't be osea. So the mele is not so alerted, and he might forget. So he could say we got the chometz too. Of course, chometz with Pesach is also by itself. It's a nisachomo. It's a nisachoyes. It's more of a nisachomo. Let's say than nivele. But there is one difference. Nivele is always osar every minute of the year. Mashenik chometz Pesach is only osar 8 days a year, and the other days it's not osar. So nivele, the person is not so impressed with that osar because nivele we got the nivele even though it's relatively a nisachal. Compared with Chometz and Pesach. But the Mele is also all the time. So the Mele, it's an Ismail, Masheike, Chometz and Pesach. So every day, it's certainly not an Ismail to be aware of Chometz. So the Mele, because of the habit, so he's not so alerted and he's not so impressed because of his habitual practice of eating every day, several times a day, eating chametz. So Mele is not so impressed with the fear of violating the peace. He could have given the teretz, but he doesn't give the teretz. And why doesn't he give the teretz? Because we see that over there, there is one stringency over and above the stringency of Bosal and Cholov. Because by Bosal and Cholov, it's a separate tablecloth. So that's like a Hekalit Muta. By Chomet, Matzah and Chomet with Goy, even if you have a separate tablecloth. So it's also. So mainly, so we see that there is something peculiar about it. That's the reason why the Shach doesn't give the same kind of teretz in connection with Chomet Pesach as he gives in connection with Matzah and Chomet. So he gives another teretz. Neither the Hosam Shulchan and the Chomet Cham, the Chomet and Mashu, Rochek Ushul Yisari, the Rechem Shul Yisrael, Bishol Yisrael. In other words, so he's assuming that, in other words, that the fact that the whole year a person is accustomed to eat chometz, that does not diminish his awareness and his alertness on Pesach against the Israel of chometz. So why is it also there? So there it's also for a different reason, because chometz Pesach, the chachomim were more machmir. Why were they more machmir? Because through when a person is alerted, so then he can keep away from eating the double osam daily. But it's very difficult to keep away from even one little tiny crumb of chometz. But another story, so one little tiny crumb doesn't matter, it becomes both. Machinkin here, so it's very difficult to make sure that not even one little tiny crumb should not become mixed up with his matzah. Alright. They said, "The chit the chomer mashu rochik ushulisaru pirachu chomer." So it's what Moshe Kasher Rashi called. So, "Teina the third there is a special chomer." Do I think that's it? Mapik also. So why does he say teina? In other words, he wants hearing. He implies his reason as to why he doesn't give in connection with chomer pesah the same teretz that he gave in connection with Madan. Says teina. Do I think that's it? Mapik also. Ochin the dibur chayim the mesias of Hashem. The mashu rochik the chiver. Because we said we should, in reaching the Chom Lechel from Jesus Israel, Mute, Vafilu al Shulchan Israel, Kol Adol Latia, Vize Matzu Vize Chomets, Dumi Vishnech Sanoi, Umidhita Mitani Dumi Vishnech Sanoi, Dafke, Michlau Vizfirle, Dafke, Dova Shirosa Vizne Atzle, Oso Laal Yisino Ashur, Ashur. But, we don't have to say that this is so. In other words, this Shite, that the Mitzvah Yosef mentions, holds that chometz v'pesach is analogous to bosal cholov, because over there too it is to be considered like something that is mutar b'fnei atzmei, because even though it's also b'fnei atzmei on 8 days a year, but it's mutar b'fnei atzmei all the other days a year. So he says, so it doesn't mean that this shite or his chayim is chelik amirav. It doesn't have to be chelik amirav, but the shach assumes that he's chelik amirav. ומכל מוקים דברם ניר, וכי משמו יזכו הפוסק, שלא יקוס ומיסה על זה, אלו גם יקוס המחום. גם ניר לא יורח חי מידו הזה, אבל נשענו לא סום. So, דל הלחם יחיו אדום, ורוגו בעיקו השלו. So he doesn't say, you see that the Shach doesn't consider חומץ בפסח like something that is מוטה בפני עצמי. Because since an Pesach, it's also בפני עצמי, so it cannot be considered as something that is מוטה בפני עצמי just because the other days of the year, it is also בפני עצמי. But he says, the Chaim is made in, ושאנו עושים דה הולכם יחיות, ורוגו בכל השון, ולא יבדיל אינו שמיני, וחיים לנו איזה איזה distinction between לחם ולחם. Not that חומץ בפסח is considered like an item that is מוטה בפני עצמי, because of it, etc. All the days of the year, but because the alechem yichyod, we're dealing with the chaydab because of the rosh b'firik imamim, that the bishul yichomim, the pasor chokit vei, which the alechem yichyod. So we have to be more stringent in regard to pas. So the words, so that means, so there is a chumre for the shach. Let's say for a Jew to eat on the same table with the goy, he'll eat, let's say, kosher. And the goyim eat the beilel, eat chazer, eat chayfeh, that's all right. But But let's say the goy has bread that was mixed in lavas, and the Jew has bread that was mixed in vegetable shortening. So that will be mocham. So according to the Shach, a Jew will not allow to eat bread. It doesn't make any difference. Vegetable shortening. Let's say no shortening altogether. So a Jew will not be allowed to eat bread on the same table with the goy who uses non-kosher bread. Because sins ala lechem yichya odom, so we are more man, we are more spiritual. That's a big chiddush. But this is what the Shach says. He says, with a gabne, because of a rosh b'derek, I'm reading that we should come in the past, so I'm fucking today. We should ala lechem yichya odom. ומביא בשוס מכם הוא ביס סימן קודי דם. תדע דרכו חוף, הרם גודל מדיר לכם, דאמרינו מביא שפירי כל הבוסו, חלס חוץ לורץ, אילם, והיד רבונו, הבגזרינן הלא יהיה אותו אכילה, אף על גב די אסירה בנפשי, אלו בדה, דיר לכם, ש... דברו את זה, גמור עשה, the only business to why it's not there, because it's impossible for the way of Chalas Chutz Loretz to lead to Achilas Chalas Chutz Yisrael. It's in two different Mikaelis. But in Yochaname, so from that more it appears, suppose he has Chalas Chutz Loretz, but he imported the Chalas Chutz Loretz into Yochaname Yisrael. That's possible. So that Chalas Chutz Loretz, he will not be allowed to bring on the same table with other, with Pas. That's how it appears from the Gemara. The only reason is why it's good there to be male in Chutzlaretz, Chalas Chutzlaretz, on the same table with other pass, is because it's not conducive to the Achille of Chalas Artisoy. Because how can this, he's a Chutzlaretz now, how can that conduce Achilas Chalas Artisoy? But suppose he just arrived in Artisoy and he brought with him Chalas Chutzlaretz, the Chalas that he was mapped for Chutzlaretz, and he wants to put it on the table without a pass, then it is conducive. Then he will not be allowed in the soil to be male on the table. A chalas chutz loretz, together with other pass. But the chalas chutz loretz is also with the atzmei. So it's a raya that vis-a-vis pass, there is a special thing. That's what it says. But this is not yuch. Elevada yu lechem shayel nizatei. Ufizeh, also the Alis Lechem Shalisa Alashukhon Kiderach Shosa the Basmukhon. But this part of the Shach is not Buchach, because we can say in regard to the Chalas Chutz Loretz that too is to be treated like something that is Mutabit Le'atzmei. To this specific piece of Pas, which we know is Chalas, which will not be this Chalas, is also with the Atzmei. But after all, it looks like every other piece of past that is with the Atzmei. So mainly I have to say that he's not so impressed, he's not sufficiently impressed of being on guard against eating it. Alright, but this is what the Shach says. Mishnei Be'odom HaMakirin Zeh Shein Yisvaisim Zeh Zeh V'yichu Korechot M'chabed. אפילו אם מקפידים, כן כוס ועטור, כן כוס ודרמוס, וזה דעת אחרים. ודלוי כי משל שום, שמעת בשני מאוד, שאין אחים, אפילו מקפיר את זה, מקפיר את זה, זה אם מקפיר. ואפילו המקיר ממוס ושמקר, זהו של עטור, ויש שם בלי בשביל יש להם יצוע אחס, שאין להם הקר, אבל זה הקר שאין סמליהם. הוא מוכח מלבטי שזה בראש והמשוך עם אחריהם, ויש להם יצוע אחס עולם דווקא. מדוע ציצי ולא דווקא, יש לא סיגניפיקט. אלא עושה מסיע, נו, נזמת לה גטר. אלא רוצה לבה, ומכירים זה זה. דחושב להם, כי יש להם מצוח. ופה מכסבו הראשי. זאת אומרת, סלקון פשח, וזה כמו שאיזה סבז, doesn't even recognize any criterion other than בקשה. But according to the Taz explanation, וזה כמו שאיזה סבז, there are two prerequisites. One prerequisite is that he should they should not be mutter, so they should not know each other. They should be total strangers, not know each other. And another prerequisite is that they should not eat famolekam. In other words, according to the Taz, so if you have Reuven and Shimon living in kibbutz, famolekam, and even though Reuven and Shimon never talk to each other, so they're not allowed to eat one bosor according to the Shah, they are. ומדברי המחבר, מי הוא מדברי התורו ורחי, סוף סימן קטעים, אם הוא מרחב הכם, משמע לכלולי של מצוא האחס, ליהם מהגע, וכן למה הוא בקודי פסקים, like the first motion in Tensus, not like the second motion in Tensus, וכן משמע, מדברי הפוסקים, וכן פוסק הפסקים, וסיוסק בשי, וכן משמע תרס חפס, וכן פוסק ומשל, ואחר, אם זה לא קורא את, סוד עצמא כשיב הסיוכים, the second motion in Tensus, is like שיב הסיוכים, and, I mean, we don't have to be חייש לשמוע. כלי ששאין סימן, הוא ריפח פוסק עם שאין סימן הוא היה בהק, אף על פי שנתאר כמליס על השוב, ודיבר על שיוסי בערב איקי. אם לא עשו שם מנירו, היינו כי שנתאר פה בלי ישון, כי נהיה, הוא חייגן, אבל אם נתאר פה מליס בלילו, ולא כמעט זה, לא היה בהק. In other words, a sinter could be used as a hacker only if it's not better for that sinter to be on the table. So now he puts it on the table when one is concerned and one is hollow, so it's a hacker. But if it is the derech of that tzeikha to be on the table all the time, so then it's not the heck. Mishu kemach mi lichdim, vilu kach bim shtei shulchon etzva, bim shnei achzeloim, oza, lichem kosa bishu heter, allow them being without. Now, I don't think we're able to go over sinan vites, but I forgot to tell you to go over, I think I told you, to go over the gemore, from the Mishnah, Taf Kuvdum on the base, and then in Kuvdalet, up to the second Mishnah, up to the Mishnah and Taf Kuvdalet on the base, and then I asked you to go over the Gemore from Taf Kuvdalet on the base up to Mayim Achreinim, Mayim Mishnah Mitzvah, Achreinim Chevo, and I also told you to go over the piece of Gemore and the Mishnah that could Zion on the base, say all the Bosor Vino, up to the Mishnah on top, could press on Dalet. But I forgot to tell you to go over a small piece of Gemore, a few lines, and that could on the base. When the Gemore says, there on top, הם צודים רישוס, אומר רב נחמן, לא ישון הוא אבל בין תפשיר לתפשיר, אבל בין תפשיר לבין אחרים, and the thesis. The thesis mentions the sheet of רב רשבם and the sheet of רב נתב. Now, there is, if you more at that cafe, we cannot start the simen pretest, but I just want to mention one fundamental machlekes in connection with the more at that cafe on the down. So the Gemara says, Guf, in the middle, Gufay Omadam, Guf, Omar Abchiz, Oso Boso, Oso Lechon Gino, Gino Muta Lechon Boso. So if he ate meat, he's not allowed to eat Gino. If he ate Gino, he's allowed to eat Gino. Omar Rabache, Bar Abhizim, Bar Abhiz, the Boso, Shinai, Mahu, is he allowed to eat Gino if the Boso is still Zulti? Kovalei habosol idenu bin shnei. So that means, even though a considerable interval had already elapsed from the time they ate the bosol, and still, the bosol was still among their teeth, and all their complaints emanated from the bosol in their teeth. So in other words, it's awesome. Bosol shenina shenai is also, even though a considerable interval had already elapsed from the time they ate the bosol, as long as the bosol is still in Hashem. Omer marukve anol yomilse chale b'cham. I am like a chibes b'yayim, with Abi Abba, relative to my father. Diyu Abba, my father, ki Abba ochum b'yisre o'idne, le Abba ochum b'yina d'mochum. My father was such a zoyer that if today he ate meat, he wouldn't eat the same day milk, no matter how many hours later, but only the next day. The next day he would eat milk. V'yu ano v'yo sebuse u'ilo achim le. V'sebuse achmit de achim. So in other words, if I eat meat today, I'm not going to eat milk in the same meal, but in a different meal, in the same day I'm going to eat. So anyway, so it appears that one is allowed to eat milk after he ate meat if it's a different meal, but only in the same meal not. So there is a machlekes between the Rambam and Tosfos. What does it mean a different meal? According to the Rambam, the Rambam is the machlekes. That according to the Rambam, a different meal means if 6 hours less between the eating of the meat and the milk, so that's a different meal. Because for an average person, there is at least 6 hours intervening between one meal and another. Certain people like to eat every half hour, but the average person so will not eat within 6 hours from the last meal. So Menele, according to the Rambam, if 6 hours intervene, that's the usual interval between one meal and another. So this is the Rambam's thinking. But Tosfos is making. So that means that even a few minutes after I finished eating meat, but if I should clear the table and I bench, and then I wash and I eat another meal, so it's already Sudakhas, I'm allowed to eat more. I mean, the remarkable thing about it is that the Mechaber, who usually pass things like the Rambam, now. One second, please. I'm going to discuss that. I mean, you don't have to ask any shayla from that, because we'll go over next time the whole scene in the Tzor. Now, the Mechaber says, Ochu Boso, Apiru Shel Chayovei, Lo Yeichu Bina Acha, Ache Yishe, Shei Shoy, Vafiru Yimsho, Kishir. So the Mechaber always passes like Rambam, and here too he passes like Rambam. The Mechaber doesn't deviate from his usual practice. He passes here like Mechaber too. Now the Rambam, so many times, so when the Mechaber passes like the Rambam, so he passes like the Rosh, like the Tur, I mean like Tosfos. So here too, the Ramor, he relies on the shita of Tosfos. So it says, V'yeshevu, dein tzrichin lehamtin sheishoyz, rak miyad, im silek, ubirek, birkes hamozei, muter al veiki nuach v'yadochu. Muter al veiki nuach v'yadochu. So that word, so he mentions Tosfos. Now, but all the Ashkenazim, who followed the track of the Ramor, and didn't know the Ramor, so he mentions the hunger of waiting 1 hour. But the Ramor doesn't even mention that he should wait 6 hours. So it's all make up. But still, I mean, in Ashkenaz, when I say Ashkenaz, I don't mean German Jews. I mean, German Jews that here are make up. But I mean, Ashkenaz we mean in what sense? All the Jews in Poland, in Lithuania, in Hungary, in Romania, I mean, all the European Jews. So they are all machmir like Shmuel Rambam, even though generally they pass like the Ramor. But here, they don't rely on the Ramor. I mean, this is one of the few instances where the Jews who follow almost without exception the Ramor's psak, but here they don't follow the Ramor's psak. I mean, if I say in Poland or in Hungary or in Lithuania, if a Jew didn't wait 6 hours, it was considered like a goat. Even though there are more passions that you don't have to wait 6 hours. But it was so mad. I mean, this is an exception to the general behavior pattern. I mean, they always rely on the Ramor. In regard to the rises, they rely on the Ramor. In regard to rises. But here, the Jews did not rely on the Pesach of the Ramor. I mean, it's an unusual thing that most
of those who rely on the Amor in regard to all the Raises. But in regard to this, they did not accept the Psach of the Amor, and they accepted the Psach of the Amor, that we have to wait 6 hours. All right, I mean, that's not important. Now, there is a machlekes between the Rambam and Tesis as to whether we have to wait. What does it mean, Suda Acheres? Whether Suda Acheres means that he benched, or Suda Acheres means that he waited 6 hours. And then something else. I mean, when Tesis says, El afilu alter, im shuik ha-shulchon u-birich muter, do it look rabon. So what does Tesis mean? That the benching that makes it into another suda. Of course, the benching is important because Tesis is not dealing with Jews who don't bench. I mean, where are the Jews who don't bench? Tesis didn't in his remotest imagination, Tesis didn't think of such Jews. So in other words, so what it means is that as long as Silik Ashur, but in view of the fact that a Jew always benches, so the Meila, if he didn't bench, it means that the Shulchan was not clear yet. Or I didn't bench. But suppose if he's that kind of a Jew who never benches, so then he'll be allowed, and it'll give him no heter to not to bench. But as far as this Israel is concerned, so he'll be allowed him without benching. The benching is only descriptive of the Silik HaShulchan. Because if a Jew benches all the time, so if one day he didn't bench, that means he wasn't beside the Shulchan. Even though he took off the table off everything to clean, but if he didn't bench, it means he wasn't beside the Shulchan. Because he always benches. But if he's that kind of a Jew who never benches, let's say he doesn't know how to bench. Let's say he's a good Jew, but he doesn't know how to bench. So then according to Tesis, he'll be allowed to eat cholo as soon as he clears the table, I mean without benching. The benching is only descriptive, is a raya, that the Silik HaShulchan is not completed. So vis-a-vis a Jew who benches, so if he didn't bench, it's not considered Silik HaShulchan. So that means that according to Tesis, it only depends upon the Silik HaShulchan. So it's already another story. Now, that is one machlekes. Then there is another machlekes between Rashi and the Rambam. Now, why do we have to wait 6 hours? Let Rashi could agree with the Shmisa Rambam that we have to wait 6 hours. Rashi doesn't say that the moment he's beside the Shulchan, so he's allowed to eat. So Rashi could agree with the Shmisa Rambam. The Tzuda Acheres means the number of hours that usually intervenes between one meal and another meal. So, but why do we have to wait to the other suda? So Rashi says, also le'achol grim, mishum di poso meitzi shume, v'yunidbar bipe u'mavir b'tayim. Because it is mamshich boso. The tam boso is nimshach for a long time. For 6 hours it's nimshach. The tam boso. That's why the Chachamim asked to eat cholo within 6 hours of the boso. Because the tam of boso is continuous for approximately 6 hours. That's Rashi. The Rambam gives another explanation. So he says the reason is why you have to wait 6 hours, not because the tam boso lasts for 6 hours, but because the crumbs of basar remain between the teeth. Remain between the teeth. Shemusabitan. Alright. Now, so, of course, there are a few minutes. It's mentioned that we have to observe both khumras. Let's say, suppose he eats a meat meal and then he goes to a dentist and the dentist gives him a thorough cleaning. I mean, his thorough is in that cleaning, certainly, I mean, he moves the basar in the shinayim as well as the automatic elapse of 6 hours. So according to the Rambam, he should not be osir. According to Rashi, it has nothing to do with the basar shinayim. Anyway, so, and there are many other lackings. There are many other lackings. Let's say, Luis Lekinik. Suppose you feed a child, and when the child cannot bite, you know, big pieces, so the adult takes and chews it with his teeth, and then he doesn't swallow it. After chewing on it, without swallowing, so then he takes it out, and he gives it to the Kinik to eat. So, according to the Rambam, that's another thing. According to the Rambam, that it's because of basar shinayim, so whether he swallowed it or he didn't swallow it, what difference does it make? It doesn't make any difference. He chewed on it. He chewed on it. So in Mele, there is basar shinayim, according to Rashi, that it's because the tam basar continues. When does the tam basar continue? Only when you swallow it. But if you are just raised and eating, so then the tam basar doesn't continue. So there are a number of lackings. Anyway, so then there is the Gemara says here,